In case you're not familiar with nicknames, this is Kate Chapman, the chairperson of the board of the OpenStreetMap Foundation. I'd like you to welcome you to our, I don't know if it's our first public meeting ever, but the first one of the board I've been on. If you'd like to speak or ask a question at any time, please type into the chat saying that you have a question. You can also type your questions directly in there if you're having problems with your microphone or anything of the like. Paul, could you paste the agenda into the chat, please? Regarding recording the meeting, does anyone see an issue with that or have an objection?
I was going to actually, I was thinking it might be good to record it and post the recording.
Could you do that, Paul, in your role as secretary and post
it? Yeah.
Great, thank you. So, let's move on to the agenda. So the board was meeting previously to this, and we already approved the minutes of the last meeting, and we were going over previous action items. So we have the remaining items on our agenda for today, and the first one was a discussion item regarding polling and surveying members. Board, do any of you have specific thoughts on this? We wanted to outline the steps we would take to do this.
Hank here. The idea about polling and surveying, I've raised it also to just trying to figure out how we can get more people to participate in the foundation or participate in the working groups. So the polling and surveying for me would be trying to figure out what is keeping people from participating in the foundation. Well, first of all, are they willing? What's keeping them, and or in which type of things that they feel that they can help us, etc. So it's more of trying to get a little bit more feeling about who our members are and how they can help us build the foundation.
Paul here. I'd like to see some more direction in terms of where we're going to take the foundation, particularly. We've been operating on the general 60-20-20 funding split in principle, which was done after a survey. Is that what we still want to be, is that what members still want us to be doing? Do we want to be taking on, what do we want to be doing in terms of taking on increased funding and such?
There's always us, Fred here. There's always the, well, some people have this idea that these things should essentially be done by the board and decided by the board. And if anyone's not happy with the board, then they can just elect other board members at the next election. Or speaking another way around, board members have been elected by people who trust them, so it's okay to just do whatever the board thinks is good. And then there's also the kind of Swiss democracy idea that essentially members can at any time force the hand of the board by just having some, by polling and having a vote and say, let's do this differently, and then board has to follow. I think we probably have to find a sweet spot in between those two extremes.
I was thinking, also, I think it's important the process of how we develop the survey. I think it's something we would want to draft and then ask for input. And I think we also, if possible, would want to make the questions in a way that the results of the survey could be open. So we would want to ask, you know, we wouldn't want to ask questions that would make it so we couldn't do that. What are thoughts on that? Are there questions we would want to ask where making the results public would be problematic?
We could also potentially have sort of two parts to it, where we say, like, here are, like, these parts will be aggregated, your responses here will be aggregated with everyone else's, which will be made public, and then also using it as an invitation for people to share things that they'd rather not be publicized. I mean, anybody can get in touch with us at any point, but if someone's already engaging enough to take a survey, that might be a good opportunity to get, to encourage them to sort of speak more privately to, or in a less, in a not potentially publicized way, which can only benefit us, I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, there would be a section which would say, is there a something like, do you have comments you want to go directly to the board or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Because even aside from that, like, even if it, if we were doing open-ended questions, it becomes, we could do open-ended questions. They just become, they're not very quantifiable, and it's hard to figure out, like, well, how do we take that or whatever? So, so maybe using more like standard survey questions rather than open-ended questions. And using that to then report out, but also exactly providing like a comment opportunity as well.
Is that something that would technically fit into the CVCRM platform, or would it likely be something separate?
I'm not sure, but it strikes me as fairly straightforward in terms of it's simply a survey that has multiple types of questions.
I've had a recently a discussion with somebody at work also about surveys and that kind of stuff. And, I'm now kind of thinking of doing a follow up, with him again on how to set up a, survey that actually, get some interesting results, as in people actually, filling them in. So there, I need to look into some research on, what the best results are, as in multiple people actually filling it in, because the longer a survey gets, the more people won't be filling it in. And there has been some kind of technical mechanisms which are better, which are not so good, but I think that's a kind of a technical kind of thing. It would be nice to first have an idea of the subjects that we want to talk about and then find a way to make it happen.
Reason I was asking is just that one guy in the German community has launched a platform where everyone can set up a poll and then everyone can log in and answer it, provided you have an OSM account. It only works for, it does authentication through the OSM platform. And of course, doing it with CVCRM would enable us to make sure that only members can vote. But I don't even know if we want that. Maybe we just want to poll the project as a whole.
Yeah, but it to me currently that is more like the technical kind of thing. And, first I would be very interested in what is it that we want to survey about. So what is it that we want to know of the members before we get into all kinds of technical details on how we're actually going to do it?
Okay.
So I've heard basically, next to the things that I've mentioned, also Paul saying, the direction that the foundation needs to go, are there any other things that we want to do? Although I need to caution and not to put too much things on the table, because then it's also going to be a survey that's not going to achieve what it wants to do.
So I think the first step is someone should take responsibility for organizing the survey. And I don't think the board has to do all of it. Like, I think asking for a volunteer for the membership list would be a good way to help. Because, you know, first we need to draft something, but I do think members should be able to put input into what we survey on as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Sure. Yeah. So how are we going to bring this further?
I was looking for a volunteer to lead it.
Is it because in the to-do list, I set up and task on myself to try to get something done with Kathleen. So should we, and I also need to check with Kathleen, of course, is it something that we could work on together and try to get, well, set up the first steps on this?
If the both of you are willing, I think so.
Sure, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, I do think it's a good idea to bring in, to kind of bring in help from the community more often.
Sure, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, so the first step could be simply asking for volunteers to assist.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, any other questions on or statements on polling and surveying the membership?
We should ask if any of the members have questions, I think, rather than doing everything at the end.
Okay, great. Thanks, Paul. Does anyone have any questions from the membership?
Just a reminder, if you have questions, please indicate so in the chat channel so that we can manage it rather than having everyone try to speak over each other.
They're all overwhelmed by our efficiency. Let's go on with the next point.
Okay, so the corporate membership program, that was on me. I haven't done any updates to it. The next two steps would be, well, the first step is I have ideas, Fred. You had some concern about the way I had suggested breaking out the costing. So I have some ideas to fix that problem because I had originally suggested doing it by company size. I think doing it by benefit level will probably make more sense, meaning corporate members get different things depending on the level that they pay. And then I think that'll let us switch over from our current corporate membership
Yeah, Kay, I was just wondering whether it was me, but since Paul's also making up, I guess your Wi-Fi connection is a little bit boggy.
Sorry, everyone. Am I better now?
Somewhat.
Maybe I'll speak in quick sentences. I was saying that the two steps for the corporate membership program is I need to do a couple updates, and then the next would be ask the community for input. Well, ask the board and the community for more input.
Are we going to be able to get this done in time to have ordinary resolution at the general meeting to change the membership fee structure?
It depends on what we want the proposition to be. I would one thing we could propose is that the members would vote to allow the board to change the corporate membership fees as the board. So the other option is to do the specific fees, and that depends on when are we having the AGM.
Well, I think the reason why we have this rule in the AGM that the membership needs to agree with new fee structures is just to make sure the board can't just decide, well, members have to pay £1,000 a year from now on, and thereby kicking everyone out and then having the organization to themselves. Since corporate members can't vote anyway, I think it would not be too much to ask from our members to ask them to let us decide on the membership fees for the corporate levels ourselves. But yeah, that's something that we can probably discuss about.
Okay. And depending on the date of the AGM, I do think it's doable to do the more complicated vote as well. It just depends on the timing. Are there any questions from the membership listening in about this? Okay. Let's move on to the AGM. We need to decide on a date, and then there's also the logistics of the AGM as well.
Yeah. I had a bit more in the last minutes. Let me just pull those up. I'll just read it out. They're in the mid. At the next election, there shall be at least two board members retiring, one of whom will be Hank, and the other is one of Oliver, Dermot, and Kate. And absent one of those three deciding, it's a random selection among them. And additional board members may decide to retire. And Frederick has suggested an online-based AGM sometime in autumn.
Okay, that all seems reasonable. And I have that list of questions to send to Francis from you. I'm sorry I hadn't done that yet. I had originally thought that there was more that needed to be discussed, but it seems like everyone else is fine with that.
There was also the question on if we wanted to ask the question on term limits in some revised form.
And we also discussed clarifying the term limits, which I was going to ask about as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is general agreement with that clarifying the length of term, I think. I mean, I think there's general agreement that it's not, that how the length of the term is done is not particularly clear. As is evident with the fact that it's quite hard to tell for people to work out what's going to happen down the road. Or at least a lot of people have said that. I couldn't think of a better way to do term limits. I'm hoping that Francis has encountered this problem before and that there is some existing solution that we can just use in terms of language.
Just to clarify...
I was going to say it's pretty common to have specific length terms, so I would think this isn't a problem.
The problem comes with staggering and then early retirement.
So there's two things. One is the clarity about the length of a term. Ideally, if you vote for someone, you should at that point know whether you're voting them in for 2 years or for 3 years or for how long. And this is not currently the case, because how long someone is allowed to stay depends on other factors. So that would be something that would be good to have. If we were to switch to something fixed where we say, yeah, you're voting that person in for 3 years, then there would still be fuzziness about when actually elections are called, and board currently has a lot of leeway in that. So that's also a point. So that's the term length. The term limits is the other issue, where we were thinking about limiting the number, the maximum number of years or terms that someone can be a director, which was essentially independent of any votes. So we would have been saying, okay, this person has now been with us for 10 years and now they can't stand for a seat anymore, because the AOA say that's enough. And that's been a big discussion in the past, because at one hand we're overruling the members. We're saying, okay, this person has now exhausted their time. And on the other hand, more than 50% of members were actually in favor of such a limit, just not enough to actually get the, I don't know, 2/3 that we would have needed. So there's another question than the term length.
And I wonder if they actually relate in some ways, because I feel like if you knew someone's term length, maybe term limits wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like they relate in some ways. But I can ask the questions that we need from a legal perspective so that we have some clarity. Are there any questions from the membership on the annual meeting? I see that Michael K. mentioned to please consider the discussion from last year, which I think we just brought up a bit. And there's a question from Andy of why not change the system and elect every board member every year? Anyone want to answer that?
It could be problematic.
The U.S. board does that, actually, which has worked pretty well for them. The one risk with that is that it's possible to have complete board turnover, which is a little tricky for institutional memory.
Has that happened?
For the U.S., it has never happened, but it's certainly possible.
I wanted to mention HOT also has yearly board elections and is looking to change them to every 2 or 3 years and stagger them, because, well, the HOT's board's responsible for a lot more than OpenStreetMap US. And it's problematic for organizational memory. And also people feel like they're running for election every year, which can be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Barth is at least signed into the meeting room. He's on the U.S. board. And I don't remember where Alex stood on this, but so maybe he's got some thoughts. But yeah, I mean, it seemed to work pretty well. When I was on that board, I kind of wanted to change it. But I mean, in the years I've been paying attention to it, at least they've always had a couple people, carry over on each year. But I do think it's a big risk.
Well, to me, also the every year doesn't really create much joy, because I think there needs to be some form of continuity, and I don't see really the big benefit in having the complete board up for re-election every year, or having a 2-year term. Because the negative point is that you don't have some form of continuity, and I don't really see a positive point.
And so I saw Andy said then every 2 years, which Hank just said he doesn't agree with, but I would say, so 1 year, there's a lot of problems and it's not typically recommended for nonprofits. There's not technically a reason we couldn't do 2 years and staggered. I think we'll want to look at what the various options are and have some discussion on that as the membership and community.
Just a note on the side. One thing that we have never used, the board of the OSM Foundation can actually nominate extra board members if they want. So if at any time a situation arose where the board would say, oh, we don't feel confident in handling this, we have not enough knowledge, let's get someone from the outside in and be a board member too, we could actually make them a board member if we wanted. But it has never been used, but it's quite possible.
Any other questions? Otherwise, we can move on to the next topic. Michael Kay is mentioning, as Frederick mentioned, a majority of voting members asked for limiting the overall time being on the board in the vote end of last year. Yes, that's correct. I think we need to rethink one issue that I've discovered since then is there were people who thought that they were just voting yes because the board put it forward. And so I think there are better information on how the foundation works would be beneficial to the membership.
That might be something that would be good for us to get community help with leading up to the AGM. You just get some outside voices and opinions and recommendations on how we can best communicate with the community.
Alex just mentioned from OSM US perspective, it almost doesn't matter right now. If there was no switching friction, I'd pick 2 years because it engages people longer and guarantees continuity, and standing takes real work and will only take more work in the future. Paul, can you remind me what AOB is? I'm having an acronym.
Any other business. Moment.
Oops, thank you. Okay, let's move on to any other business. Does anyone from the board have other business?
Nothing here.
Frederick, do we have any budget stuff that needs to be done?
Well, we had the request from a license working group to overspend their budget a little bit, but no one has complained, so I allowed them to do that. Other than that, we could theoretically think about starting to put up a budget for next year. However, that kind of ties in with the email I wrote recently about the fundraising plan. We really need to know what we'll be doing and what we want to allocate funds for or raise funds for. One of the potential items that we don't currently spend money on is having paid staff. But I don't know. I think first we need to discuss what we want to achieve, and then we need to make the budget for that.
But agree. Nothing for this meeting, or?
No, I have nothing for this meeting. Apart from the fact that maybe we could touch on the topic of hiring admin help.
Yes, that had also been suggested at the last minute as well, I think. Someone suggested it this morning.
So, how about we discuss hiring of admin help then? Because I believe I suggested it this morning, or agreed with Fred suggesting it.
Yeah, so our idea was to hire someone who would work from home for something between 1 or 2 days a week, and mainly helping the board, with a view of maybe also helping working groups, but initially helping the board to organize stuff, to set up meetings, to make sure that to-dos are done by the time they should be done by. Also do research stuff like find out the best insurance offer for something and so on and so on. So that was our idea at the face-to-face. I have actually set a small budget for that for the second half of 2015. So we could theoretically start looking for people to fill that role. But I don't know how we should best go about that.
Typically, I would start by writing a position description, which we would draft and figure out what we would want them to do through that. As a first step, so that we're clear on what they're going to do.
I think I wrote and sent around such a position description as in the aftermath of the face-to-face. That was one of my to-dos I had taken away from the face-to-face. But that probably requires some improvement. It was just my first draft of it. Maybe if the others could revisit that, or I'll just send it around again. I'm not sure. I would really like to enlist help of someone else in that, but I don't know if it's okay. If I post the whole thing to the OSMF list, then I could as well say, okay, we're now starting to look for someone, you know.
I think it would be okay to ask for feedback, but you're right. It sort of gives warning that we'd be looking for someone, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I had some feedback when I raised the topic on the list a while ago. There were actually some people working in with smaller groups, like the Wikimedia in some small country where they started with 2 employees a long time ago and so on. And I had some people said that anything below 2 days a week is really not worth the bother because it's just so much context switching overhead that it doesn't work. Others said that they had actually someone working for them for just 1 day a week and it worked nice. So that's, but those are probably the, that's the area in which we'll be looking for something.
Yeah, I think it'll just depend on the person, really. And I think this step of, I think doing it is important. I mean, we want it to be well thought out, but I think it's just something we have to try and see what happens.
Yes, certainly something where we would be learning too, because I mean some of us may have done it in different capacities, but the OSMF board has never had any admin help or assistant.
But could you send Frederick the draft that you've written down again with the comments you just mentioned, so we can have a
I will do that. Okay, I'll send the draft again and try and combine the responses I had. Okay.
There's a comment from Michael K. It says, "For me, it sounds reasonable to have someone who triggers meetings, writes meeting minutes, and reminds members to take care of their tasks." Are there any other questions or comments on this topic? There's a comment that says, I strongly doubt is worth giving up the no paid employees rule. I don't think there actually is a no paid employees rule. So maybe someone else has some organizational history on that.
I wouldn't say it's a rule. It's a habit. we have someone doing the accounting for us, and, I assume that the new person we are looking for wouldn't be paid more. It would probably be about the same amount of money that we are already spending for the accountant. So it's not a huge deviation from what we're doing. We've already we're already paying an expert to do part of the work that we would otherwise have to do ourselves. I agree that it shouldn't get overboard. We are still a volunteer organization, and we will be for some time. But having someone oil the gears here and there could certainly help.
Another comment, I think getting administrative staff is a great idea. It will ensure institutional continuity on an admin level and allow the board and working groups to focus on their strategic work to support community.
Well, maybe a bit over optimistic. So I wouldn't hope that our institutional continuity would depend on someone whom we pay a relatively low amount of money for working for us for one day a week. But it's a start, and I'd say let's try it and see where it goes.
This other question is, if a volunteer, it might end up with not taking care about the talks, a paid person makes sense. Or maybe caring about the tasks, a paid person makes sense. I have to say, I personally have had paid admin help before, and my strength is not in doing administrative tasks, and I would hope that would not be why people elected me to the OpenStreetMap Foundation board.
What are you saying that now?
Yeah, I think that's a really good and important point, that it's not necessarily our strong point, and that's okay. And it frees us up to focus on other stuff, which is a huge benefit for the foundation and the project.
Well, it also makes it's important to make a distinction: what is the foundation and what is the project? Because the project as a whole, it will still be a volunteer organization, and so I think that's no question or no doubt about that. But having the foundation as an organization being run, then you also need to get the boundaries clear of what is the task of the foundation itself, and when is it becoming a broader community stuff. So again, the whole idea about that we're not going to do anything about what should be mapped, because that's not what we want to do as a foundation, but just trying to get a normal feedback, or if people have questions to the foundation, that there is a person, or that there are people that are chasing it, that things actually get done, that might be a good thing.
Yes, there is a lot of the stuff that we do could use with more chasing.
There's another comment that we might have almost overlooked. It's saying OSM as a whole depends on volunteers doing things despite not being paid. And yes, that is true. However, as Henk just said, OSM and OSMF are slightly separate things. And also, it's a very old thing. It's every community has this thing where we say, "Hey, this is an open source project," and everyone does things because it's their hobby, and we don't want to pay anyone. But we're not looking to pay someone for the fun things, right? We're still hoping that the fun things are going to be done by volunteers. But there are a lot of things that are rather dreary, and it's okay to pay someone for that, I think. I would still love to be able to have a community member whom I pay for this instead of someone from the outside who doesn't even know what OSM is. But that's, I guess, that's something that we should look into when we get to the recruiting stage.
Personally, I think that I think I kind of mentioned that this is something that's beneficial for the project and the community and, I'm sorry, for the foundation and for the project. And my own belief is that if the foundation, like when the foundation can run well and the foundation can thrive, that, then we are able to better support the project. So where yes, this person would be working, you know, on, you know, foundation tasks and responsibilities, but that ideally then perhaps indirectly funnels back into benefiting the project.
And I think I'm speaking for everyone if I say, and that's something that we also discussed at the face-to-face, we all know how things are looking at Wikipedia, and we're not planning to emulate them. So we're not looking into building a 150 people staff with paid programmers and paid content managers and everything. So it's really just a little help, right? Not a huge apparatus we're building.
Speaking as someone who does a lot of the admin stuff right now, I can say that there are no people jumping forward to volunteer and find this stuff fun.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign, basically, that this is a thing we need to do. It's, we are kind of growing, as a project, as a foundation, in a way that, we need to be able to have dedicated help, and I don't think that's a bad thing, and it I think that's actually quite a good thing. It speaks well to a lot of things about the project and about the project's success.
There's one more comment. As mentioned, it's not about the project mapping and getting infrastructure run, but about the necessary bureaucracy to run the foundation. And I think that's what the board's saying as well. So the next steps are, Fred, you're going to send that position back out to the board so we can look at it again. And
yep.
then after that, I think asking the membership for feedback is the next reasonable step.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other business?
About 4 weeks for the next meeting.
Yep, that'd be good.
Is that okay for everyone with holidays and whatnot?
Still job hunting, so I mean, it's as good as anything for me. I would just like to remind all the board members, please do respond to the doodle. If everyone responds quickly, I can close it quickly. We can get the date set quickly. It just makes it so much easier.
Well, as long as this is in August, so not the last week. So the last full week of August or earlier, that would be good for me. Then it's going to be a little bit difficult.
Okay,
but I will put it in a rule.
Okay, so it sounds like in 4 weeks shouldn't be a problem. Okay, I see Peta has put their hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to thank the board for this first public meeting, and I hope you will continue to have public meetings. Thank you.
Agree.
Thank you.
Well, and thank you all for being here.
Okay. Any other additional business?
Not for me.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And if you have any feedback, please do send it to the board. Hopefully Mumble has worked okay for everyone. And thanks once again for joining us.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening or day or whatever.
Bye.